This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what? That is going to be the first thing I ask as we transition over to talking with Ted Wynn from The Athletic. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Now, we just asked this. The NFL set a record this past weekend for it. Are you, as a fan, still impressed by the 50-plus yard field goal?
I mean, I just grew up watching 50-yard field goals when they were not such a sure thing. So, like, every time I watch one, I'm kind of, like, iffy about it. And the
yes.
fact that they're just making it consistently for me just is still – is pretty impressive. I mean, and then you have Brandon Aubrey making, you know, like, 60-yarders too. So, I'm impressed by how consistent these guys are.
That's exactly where I am with this. I'm glad that you said that. Now, twofold question for Monday Night Football. How pissed are fantasy football owners, and are the 49ers going to be in trouble with the league for Jordan Mason maybe saying he was supposed to, he was told he was going to start on Friday?
I think it's going to be too hard to prove, but I mean, I think that the league is definitely going to look into it. But I mean, they could always just say, oh, Brandon or Jordan Mason misspoke. And we were just cautious about it. I mean, CMC was on the injury report as questionable. It seems like it should have been doubtful or out if they found
right.
out on Friday. But I think there's just too much to prove for them to get in trouble for it. So I think, it'll probably be safe.
The Ted, I have been following you on Twitter now for probably 3 years, and I'm just – you're a football nerd, and I love it. I love the breakdowns you give on Twitter and everything, and – And I'm glad that we were able to get you on the show for the first time, because this is my chance to kind of get to know you a little bit more than just kind of seeing what you do on Twitter. But wanted to tell you, fine work that you do out there, man.
I really appreciate that.
The last night
that wasn't a question. No,
it was not a question,
Where's
Kevin. You're right
question?
About that. And I'll get to the question. When you were watching Dak Prescott in his time, what has been the thing that you're like, aside from his leadership, which we hear a lot about from the Jones family, what is his biggest strength and biggest weakness?
I think his biggest strength is just his ability to process so quickly. I mean, like, you know, just example of in this weekend, he had a top eight average time to throw as far as fastest time to throw. But he also averaged 9 air yards per attempt. So, like, he's just seeing the field so quickly, and he's also able – and he's still being aggressive. It's not like he's just quickly just trying to get rid of the ball like some of these other guys that have really fast time to throws. They're averaging, like, you know, 5-4 yards per attempt. But Dak is processing, and he is able to find these aggressive decisions and aggressive throws while – making very quick decisions. And to me, that's always super impressive. And there's just, like, not a lot you could do against him. Like, I talked to a defensive coach about, you know, how you defend Dak, and then we're just kind of going through it. It's like, oh, you can't do this. you can't do this. He'll tear you up here. You can't do that. And he just went down a list. So it's just like, you know, there's not a lot you can do against Dak Prescott. And I think, you know, obviously the weakness is his performance in playoff games. As of late, he has thrown some interceptions, and you want to see that kind of get kind of cleaned up. And I don't think he's as good as a play extender as he was when he was younger, obviously. But I don't know if like that's a major weakness. I think the only blemish you could really talk about Dak Prescott with is just, you know, he just hasn't performed extremely well in the playoffs as of late, but he has had some strong performance in the playoffs in the past. Just the defense gave up a lot of points.
And Ted, you know, one of the other things I really admire is like you love talking about route combinations, how those work on the field. You give great diagrams on that too, great film coverage. And when it comes to Mike McCarthy's offense and what he's done, what he did in Green Bay, what he's doing now with Dak, have you seen much variance, much difference between how he calls plays and what his designs look like, and what is he doing well with Dak at the moment?
I think the thing he does really well, I don't know if it's like any unique route combinations, but as far as just moving CeeDee Lamb around, because this offense is kind of just really based on CeeDee Lamb and creating advantages for him, because you know Brandon Cooks is a fine number two receiver, and obviously Jake Ferguson is a really good tight end, but CeeDee Lamb is just so far above everyone else that you just want to create advantages for him, and it's just pretty fun to see how they just move him around a formation, motioning him around, and just finding ways to get him away from double coverage to just so they can keep going to him without the defense being able to focus up on him. And, you know, I think more than play design, I think McCarthy has really kind of taught Prescott timing, anticipation, and really got that honed in on him. And that's really taken Prescott's game to the next level.
I know it's only 1 week, so you might tell me I'm overreacting. I understand that. But does it feel at all as though people might have underestimated how big it was that Mike Zimmer is back with the Cowboys and running this defense?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wrote about it this week on my weekly column for The Athletic, and I actually wanted to write about it during offseason, but there's just too many things. But, you know, I've always really enjoyed watching
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mike Zimmer's defenses with the Vikings, he was one of the guys that really went in on the sim pressures. And what sim pressures are is, you know, you're just bringing four rushers, but you're bringing the fourth rusher from the second or third level. And right now, that's kind of the meta in the NFL. Mike McDonald has kind of really made his name on sim pressures, but Mike Zimmer was doing it before he was. So he's coming back in the league at kind of a good time when his defensive philosophy is kind of getting back in vogue. I think he did get a little stale with some of the things that he did with the Vikings, but, you know, just so I was excited to see how he's going to update his defense. And watching him he did against the Browns, I was, you know, pretty impressed with especially how they moved Micah Parsons around the defense, and they did some really creative things with him. But I just think, you know, what he does is perfect for the modern NFL and really good for Micah Parsons because, you know, he just with the sim pressures and his ability to move around the front, I think it's just a perfect marriage.
Some of the other things around the league that we were kind of looking at, Kevin, I'm going to move that way, that direction a little bit. And one of the biggest surprises for me was how miserable Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta offense looked at times and throughout that game. Is that all on Kirk, or is there something else going on there?
It's strange because it just doesn't seem like Kirk's able to move, and it seems like it's really hindering the Falcons' offense. They stayed in shotgun and pistol 100% of snaps. They didn't run one play action concept, which is really strange because Zach Robinson is from the Sean McVay tree, and we know play action is a huge part of that offense. So I feel like, you know, they just didn't want Kirk to move at all, which is why they didn't run play action. And that's really just hindering the offense. And I think if Kirk's at a point where he's that immobile, like, you got to get him off the field and you got to start Michael Penix, who you picked eighth overall. And Michael Penix isn't like some sort of developmental project. He's 24 years old and, he can play. So I just think they're doing a disservice to their team playing Kirk Cousins while he's at this point, you know, of his recovery.
Now, a while back, one of the things that, Tom Brady was talking about, like, you know, some of the playbooks being kind of dumbed down so young players can play earlier. I saw one of your tweets to go along with Jake Grossman talking about the bigger issue of lower air yards in terms of passes. How much of that do you think it is with, like, more young players playing and that naturally kind of, like, lending itself to potentially worse quarterback play to start?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a factor. I think it's multiple factors that play into that. But I think, you know, last year was, I think, a record year as far as average age of quarterbacks. Like, a lot of older quarterbacks retired and a bunch of, you know, young rookie quarterbacks or second-year quarterbacks started last year. And with these young quarterbacks, you know, you want to get them comfortable. You want to, you know, throw bubble screens or hitches and quickly get rid of the ball. And I think we're seeing a lot of that. I mean, just look at Bo Nix and what he did. Look at Caleb Williams and what he did. You know, they were just trying to get him comfortable, especially in week one too. And, you know, obviously week one, there was a very low average air yards. These young quarterbacks, you know, in the preseason, they saw very basic looks, and all of a sudden you get to the regular season and then you're getting more complicated coverages and their brains are just kind of like scrambled right now. So they're just trying to figure things out. So I do think the youth of quarterbacks do play a part into it. And we saw, you know, a bunch of rookies to start week one.
Hey, Ted, phenomenal stuff. And just let your dog know, this is a dog friendly show and always welcome to hop in on the show. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, Ghost wanted to get his opinions in too.
I appreciate that. So, can I throw in one more quick question?
Sure. Yeah.
On a scale of not really to totally, how screwed do you think the Bengals are?
Oh yeah.
I'll put it high up there. I wouldn't say they're totally screwed. I just think this team is so dependent on having Jamar Chase and T. Higgins out there. I mean, they're just not a very physical team, and they don't have a lot of talent. Like, they had some receiving depth before, but this year it's just they have no receiving depth after T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. And obviously T. Higgins is out with a hamstring injury, and Jamar Chase is kind of figuring things out, you know, not playing training camp, and he's not all the way there, so he's not 100%. So this team really has no identity. They have nowhere to go offensively. But, I mean, they can get back on track if Ja'Marr Chase, you know, starts getting ingrained into the playbook and plays all the snaps he should play, and maybe T. Higgins comes back, and we've seen the Bengals kind of figure things out before. But, I mean, right now, those two guys have to be on a field, or this team is going nowhere.
Excellent insight and analysis. You can catch it on The Athletic and on Twitter, FB_film analysis. It's Ted Wynn. Thank you very much for the time.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Ted Wynn right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of Corey's man crushes.
That is a little bit of a man crush I have on Twitter.
I get it.
Just go, if you go look at his account and just kind of follow through the games and stuff and then follow his study afterwards. That's solid stuff right there, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.